38 RUH.
KCN is T-Mobile. Good morning.
Trying to figure out if it's spring or winter.
I guess winter this morning and then maybe spring this afternoon.
Probably winter again tonight. never know.
I don't know if this is a little bit of snow on the ground or frost up here in the Howling area. I just sit up here in Holly, it's hard to say if it's a little bit of snow or frost on the ground.
Yeah, up in Flushing area, definitely had frost. It was snowing last night.
So how's the situation with all the repeaters going? Sounds like it's coming together.
What situation is that?
Kind of like they were doing some testing with the All-Star node last night, maybe on the, I don't know if they were on the Bloomfield, West Bloomfield, or which one they were on exactly. I need to find a list of all the repeaters that are linked together. Let me turn that APRS down. The ones that are linked together full-time. I found a list of some of them, but it seems like there's some more that are linked in that are not listed.
Yeah, you've got two networks that are linked together. You've got the Central Michigan Emergency Network, and you'll find that list at WHCMN.net. And then there's another network called the KFBI network. And they've got, like, four machines down in the Detroit area, so... They're you get two different networks, and they're linked together. I don't know if you go into allstar.org, you can look at a bubble chart, and that'll show you everything, that's linked to everything, but a lot of the Siemens repeaters are private and not on the list, so that you just see a number and not real much information about them, but yeah.
All right. Yeah, I think I have most of them. But I do a lot of driving at work, and I'm all over the place from Detroit up to Bay City. So I think I've got most of them because I can scan around and pick most of them up. But I have another radio that has, I don't know if you're familiar with DMR, how it has roaming, but I have another radio that has analog boat scan. So it's almost like roaming, but for analog. So I'd like to put them in there and create a zone just for that, so it votes to the nearest closest signal.
Yeah, DMR and MX5 are pretty good with that. They're set up where if you have a Motorola, it just automatically finds the best one. if the Anytone or whatever, some of the other ones, they kind of fake it, but Motorola's are the best at grabbing onto them.
Yeah, I do notice that my Motorola, when it's in roam, it locks on almost instantly. That any tone seems like it takes a few minutes to lock on. But I'm probably going to end up selling those anyway if I've got some other radios that are better. So I've got the mobile 578, I think it is, and then the 878, 868, so time to thin my collection out. Yeah, phone call, be back.
Hey, ABLX.
Alright, sorry about that. I'm back. Boss called me already this morning, wanting me to go from one store to another store, so I was heading up to Flint. Now I got to go to our Centerline store. So that's what I was talking about all over the place. KC8SZT.
Yeah, man, yeah, that's not close, but I live in Flushing and work an hour in Hell, so I get to probably be right next to you.
Yeah, so the problem is now trying to figure out how to get off of 75 with all this construction and get turned around.
Northbound, you probably have to wait till you get to 106.
Looks like Saginaw Road is open here. Yeah, I can get off here and get turned around somewhere. All right, I'm gonna jump out of here for a little bit so I can figure this out. Catch you later on, KC8SZT.
Yeah, I don't know if you can get back on in Saginaw Road. You might have to take that down to 98 or whatever, or go up to 108. Anyway. Did you get turned around? Immediately.
Yeah, I guess I'm good now. Traffic's not too bad. Yeah, there was a turnaround right there, right when I got off 75 North on the Saginaw. There was a little turnaround, and I was able to get right back on. They have southbound running in the northbound lanes now.
Yeah, I just got to 106. So, yeah, I guess they do have it open on this. I've always taken, they split it at the start there, so. Well, I've only taken the other way, and figured I'd take the local route today, and so they do have it open for 106.
Yeah, gotta watch that split, because if you go one way, you're stuck on 75 the whole way. If you go the other way, you're stuck on Dixie the whole way.
Well, they merge back in, so it's either... You either bypass 106 or you just drive past it. Looks like there's a little snow on Mount Holly. Maybe they'll open back up.
Yeah, you never know. They got to get that every little bit of money. I'm up here by the rust stop now, coming up to the second city highway.
Yeah, Blaine plans to stay up until Memorial Day. They went a little crazy with their snow guns this year. They were trying to compete with Mount Bohemia, and it was cold enough to make snow. They were making snow, and I guess they ended up getting up to like 20 feet deep.
Yeah, I didn't notice if there was any snow left up there or not. I doubt it.
Yeah, if there is, it's probably in the shadows and the deep areas where the jumps were and stuff, but. I don't know. I skiing was a little weird for me this year. I didn't go full gung ho on it, but I don't know. It was probably the last week or so, week and a half they were open. I didn't even bother looking to see what was going on. I just left it alone.
Yeah, I never really got into winter sports. I did grow up on a lake, so I got into the summertime stuff, but never really anything in the winter. I wonder, do you know if one of Fred's recruiters is up there at WDFSM? Does he have anything up there on that tower, ADRS or anything like that?
Yep, that's where the Holly machine is, and there's a... It's a 220 repeater up there. He's got APRS packet node, Windling packet node, and cameras, and all sorts of goodies.
All right, yeah, I've been wondering that for a while. I don't know how he gets lucky and gets into areas like that. That's kind of neat. guy where there's old farm silos, and there'll be like a tower attached to the top of it with like a little microwave. I wonder if that's anything to do with his link system, the microwave links in between the repeaters.
I believe they do have some, it's also a tower for Tri-County Wireless, so there's all sorts of stuff up there, but yeah, they've got relationships everywhere, and friends in high places. You're getting scratchy.
All right, here's West Bloomfield. That any better?
Much better, yeah. Phil's worked on that machine because there was kind of a dead zone between like 93 and 91. But I know when they first moved up here from Macomb Township, I could take West Bloomfield all the way to Mount Holly. But, yeah, it seems like he's got that going pretty good again.
It must be a low point here. Yeah, I noticed that I dropped right out just after, was it M15 there?
Yeah, if you look at the topographical map, there's a big ridge through like Oakland County there. It's really just kind of a big breaking point. Here. One side of it you get everything to the north, the other side you get everything to the south. It just, it's quite a ridge there that just blocks everything. So, yeah, you get over that ridge and you lose Holly.
These man-made mountains, garbage dumps, those don't help either.
Yeah, apparently the one by my house caught fire on Sunday. It was Sunday night. They were they're digging it out and dousing it with water, and come Monday morning it rekindled itself. So yeah, that was it's one fire you don't want to have to put out.
Garbage dump on fire. I've never seen that. That'd be crazy. Seems like something like that they would just want to burn, but then again, I guess they can't with all the chemicals that'd be going in the air.
Yeah, you get environmental concerns and everything with that. You start, they start burning through liners and all that stuff, and yeah, you can't just let that burn. But you gotta smell like hot garbage while you're putting it out.
I think it's pretty neat. Some of them that have the burn-off stacks where they burn off the gases.
Yeah, methane buildup, and that's, you got that, and then, I know I've seen a couple when we would go up north to Mile, you'd go past the natural gas wells, and when they get too much pressure, they have to burn them off, and you see a big flame in the middle of the woods.
Sounds like there might be a breaking station. Yeah, I know the one at 96 and Milford Road. I don't think that's an active dump anymore. I don't know if they have the burn off there or not, but fire department always used to get calls of a unknown type of fire, and that's all it was that stack.
Good morning, fellas. KJ.
Hey, it's Cujo. I can imagine people see flame and be questioning. You like Cujo?
I heard you guys talking about, what, a dumpster fire or a trash fire?
It would be just north of my house, a landfill caught fire.
Are you up there on what, Saginaw?
I'm in Flushing, not quite Saginaw. almost.
I didn't know there was a heap up there, but now I know. That's right. What is it? What's that stupid ski place up there? Holly, something like that, Mount Holly or whatever.
My understanding of Mount Holly being a trash dump was a myth, but yeah, there's just north of my house in Montrose, like 3 miles of the landfill, or active landfill.
I'm glad as everybody is okay. And there's the other guy out there. I'm sorry, I didn't even like bump into you.
No, no problem. I'm just motoring along here on southbound 75, passing Great Lakes Crossing now. Name here is Ray, Romeo off the Yankee. Call us Kilo Charlie 8, Sierra Zulu Tango.
Good morning, Ray. This is Tom, Tango Oscar Mike, Kilo Charlie 8, Kilo Juliet Oscar, KCKJO. Easy way to remember is KC8Cujo.
Got it. Okay. What was the station in Flushing? I didn't catch your name.
Lima Alpha Nancy Charlie Echo.
There. What was the station in Flushing? What was your name?
It's Lima Alpha Nancy Charlie Echo.
Okay. Yeah, I'm trying to remember everybody's names. I'm on the radio a lot, but just not so much mobile in the wintertime. I take the radio out of the work van because all the salt destroys my antennas. But I got it back in here now. Sorry, I'll throw it to Tom.
Okay, Ray. Sorry. Yeah, I am mobile myself in my work van. Got a call. KKKJO.
Yeah, I had a mag mount that got a little bit of corrosion underneath it, and the rust started getting embedded in the paint. had to get some rust remover and get that out of the paint.
Yeah, sorry, I'm still here. There's a traffic slowdown here. I think it's right where the sun gets in people's eyes.
Fairly crossing. There's a cop likes to hang out at the turnaround and just boogers up traffic.
Yeah, people are doing pretty good today. They're not going 90 miles an hour.
It's really every morning. And if I hit a slowdown, it'll be there, and then you'll get up closer and right where that turnaround is where that cop was, it'll pick back up. And it's either you catch him there, or you know he's down the road somewhere.
Yeah, I'm still careful though, being on the radio. Even though we're supposed to be exempt from that distracted driving, I still when I see one, I'll throw the mic down real quick.
Yeah, I don't know. My thought on it is, you got one in your car.
Radio, computer, all kinds of distractions.
Sound like me.
Oh yeah, they're highly trained. And, yeah, Tom, your audio's a little bit light. I don't know if you... But, close to the mic, I guess.
Yeah, I'm on the Richmond repeater right now, because I'm still within range. But, I talk on the radio all the time while driving. It's my work van, or company van, or whatever you want to call it. But, yeah, we're exempt from that in regards to communications, because then a better majority of us are severe storm spotters, so.
So don't trust them. They're going to still try to figure something out, some way to get you.
It has to be permanently installed, and you know, defined permanently is a mag mount on a hanging the radio, shoving the radio under the seat permanently installed.
9 months. Yeah, I mean, it's a permanent installation in my eyes, and I think along with the cigarette lighter, or whatever they call a PowerPoint now. So I got one radio that's tied right into the battery, and I'll be planning on doing the next one the same way.
I can't permanently install anything in this work vehicle, company-owned vehicle. So I've got the chassis sitting on the seat, and then I've got the head, kind of, I guess, semi-permanently mounted. It's on a post that's mounted to the seat bolt.
I've got mine mounted on a board. All my radios are on a board. I actually redid it this weekend to fit them all because I had a couple of them sitting in the seat. And then I get the head on a cell phone holder, and it's powering right from the battery. And I get a Y cable to power pole Y cable to hook them all up now. So gotta do that. Go ahead, Tom.
Yeah, my Alinco is wired into the same cable as my inverter, which is in the back. Then I got my scanner on top of that, which is in a distribution port, and then my DMR is right now just sticky taped to the dashboard, and that one is also plugged into a PowerPoint, and I got three mag mounts on the roof, and company vehicle, so I can't drill no holes.
Guys, I'm going to get out of here. I'm just about to work here. Catch you guys later, KC. This is FTA. I'll be mobile again pretty soon.
7-3-ABY. I've got two mag mounts and a lip mount, and I'm working on a little L bracket to one of my antennas from the roof rack of the car.
KGO4RT and 73T array. Mine are all just mag mounts right now. I'm looking at getting some type of bracket fabricated so I can get a 2x4 with a NMO mount on it. Do that one right up to the ladder rack that's up on the roof.
Yeah, they might already have something for you. There's all sorts of crazy NMO mounts. I bought a lip mount when I got my truck to try to put the antenna on the bed, but ended up making like a custom bracket to get it out from underneath the tonneau cover. And now I don't have the truck. I put the lip mount back together and put that on the hood, and then get the SPD5 on that. And then for my 800 radio, I got NMO on the roof that I want to put on the little angle brackets. Like I had with another mag mount is it got corrosion on it and started getting rust into the paint.
Yeah, my Comet has a rubber boot to keep it from messing up the paint. The frame is the same way. It's got protective on the bottom there, so it doesn't mess anything up. But my scanner antenna, well, that one's falling apart. The magnets are rusted, so I don't move that one.
Yeah, I got the MFJ mag mounts, and they had like a little foil on it, but it doesn't. I don't know, that one had been used for quite a while, and it just, got water under it or whatever, and just started rusting it out. And, got it all out with the WD-40, and I got some an iron remover that they use for getting iron out of paint.
Like 150,000 miles, and with the ladder rack on the roof, that thing does its own damage, I guess you could say, with all the ladders dripping, there's goo on top of it, so the whole roof is discolored anyways, so it's not a big deal. As long as I keep the mag mounts, they don't really see anything.
imagine it's pretty common to have radios in work vans too, so it's not not to be unexpected, I guess. Anyway, I'm pulling into the big tower in the sky in Auburn Hills, so I will say 7-3, it says AABY.
All right, enjoy the day, stay warm. 7-3, I'll be on the foot, KCAABO.
Warm up here a little bit. That would be nice. So I think the
think that's going to happen. I got a lot of outdoor activities that I could start getting to, but 40 degrees is still too cold for most of them.
Yeah, I'm not in cold weather, not myself. My wife wants to start putting stuff in the flower boxes, and she bought all the dirt for it. I'm like, I'm not going out there and doing that. Too cold. You want to stand out there and do it? Have at it, but I am in no mood.
Condo dweller, and that's the work I like doing the absolute least. So I'm very happy to have somebody else taking care of that. But I know a lot of people love working on their yard and getting all the flowers and everything done and doing all that stuff. But it's just not really my thing.
Yeah, no. Neither is mine. I don't like my hands being dirty. Well, it's just, you know, working electronics. That's about it. I mean, I'm like pulling cable. I wear gloves for that. Just don't like the feel of it. I don't like my hands being dirty anymore.
Understand. So these doors you work on, there are controllers that, did I get it right, that they talk to, they're smart, they talk to a network, and they report their status, or you control them remotely?
In a roundabout way. It's called card access or access control or keyless entry. You know, all depends on what it's doing. So they can get in the building, but the panels or the controllers are not reporting back to the server to let the administrator know that people are coming through the doors. About as layman as I can get, I guess, on it. KCKJO.
That makes sense. Yeah, I was thinking more like industrial garage doors and stuff. Although I guess it could be for that too. But no, we have a system like that in one of the buildings that I work in. It had the fobs and computer that controls all that, and it's nice. We can see who's coming and going and easily secure entry and exits, and that's really nice. My building, ready to walk into, is just a very simple alarm system, and every time we transition staff, which fortunately doesn't have to be often, you got to redo codes and whatnot. That's kind of a pain. So now I get it. Okay, well, good. Tom, I got to sign here in a minute, but I think we have talked in the past, and thanks for keeping me company here for a couple of minutes for my short drive in. And have a good day and a successful effort on your project. And I'm going to clear out here, and I'll listen to you on your way out. So. 73s, and good day to you, Tom. And it's okay.
Enjoy your office time today. I'll talk to you on the flip. KCKTO.
Yes, are you? Yeah, I see a radio check. Hello, Jack. Good morning. How you doing this morning?
What you checking? This is Wally, M-A-K-E-P.
Trying to see if I can, I'm getting out on this repeater. Is that the repeater in Mount Clemens?
What digit 31?
KC8UMP.
That's Mount Clemens. That is connected to lots of places, and it's connected to the FBI.
Because I was on Warren FBI, and I heard the same thing, people talking from there. Hey, how's the audio on this thing?
little bit tinny, but not bad. I mean, I don't think anybody's going to kick you off, so you're good.
Hello, Ollie. Thank you. Take care. We might see you this Saturday again. Have a good day. We'll talk again anyhow. AFA-DRC.
Yeah, you got a good signal there, Jack. Did you try, you got Richmond, you got Romeo, you're in Rochester Hills. Just for giggles, try Romeo, too, if you got that in there.
Yeah, I was on Romeo, I couldn't get, I hear people, and that's about it, but I can't get out. Now, that West Bloomfield, I know it belongs to Phil, and he was asking me if I can reach him. I don't know if I can reach you from this repeater or not.
Go ahead and try it. They're all connected to the same place. I'll just stay here and listen for you.
Wally, I don't have it programmed, so I have it programmed on another radio, but the handheld, but not this one.
Okay. Yeah, I forget where it was, 442-something, I thought, but that's easy to find. It's all over the Internet.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Hi, Wally. Take care. Have a good day. I'll listen out after your final. KFA, DRC.
Take care, Jack. Yeah, it doesn't sound bad. The more I listen to you, it's not bad. So... people will talk to you there. So, you have a good day. NAKPP, Wally.
DBZ monitoring. W8FU. KFA-ESF testing.
DRC.
ABATR from W8FU. Who's out here this morning? This is W8FU. Roger. Well, I'm northbound on M53, heading for Romeo, and I'm on a 5 repeater, so I'm just wondering how I'm making it.
You are about to be in and out. I'm on the Warren repeater, and Connor and Warren.
All right, I'm going to switch back over to the 2.6. This is really pushing it.
Yeah, a little bit of popcorn in the air. We're going in and out. But wherever you're at right now, it sounds okay unless you already switched.
No, I switched for that last one. I'm at 17 in Van Dyke, and it was quite good at 15. At 15 in Van Dyke, it was almost full scale, and... and then when I got to 16, it got a little flaky. So it's probably, hit and miss up here. And as I go north, it's obviously going to get worse. But, yeah, I just switched over to the 2.6. I'll run this up Van Dyke Highway until, I don't know, wherever Dakota says. I think 26-mile road's the wall for Richmond or Romeo or whatever.
better in Romeo when I'm coming down 32, and when I get closer to town when I'm coming from Rochester. It's kind of crackly. So, but as soon as I get around to Quinder, I usually just pop over to Richmond because it's got a better coverage.
Now, I'm actually going to the Romeo site, which technically is Bruce Township, because it's right across the street from the city line is right there, so everybody knows what Romeo is, but you say Bruce Township and people go, ooh?
Oh, pretty familiar with the area. I lived there for 5 years, right by the cemetery. I think I was right down the street from the quote-unquote community center.
Oh, these people can't drive.
Yeah, you don't hit Detroit all the time.
Tell you what, I got this one job to do. I got to run up there and do a walkthrough on a station for a new deployment. Then I'm free. And I got to figure out where to go get some vittles because I'm hungry. So Detroit sounds good, but I'm a long way from there. I got no other reason to be down there, so...
I have a kind of like decent videos that are Fiddles and Romeo. I think it's called, Four Corners. Right there in the corner of 32 and B. There's a nice little restaurant right there.
Yep, familiar with it. I've eaten there a few times. Pretty good place. There's another one after you make the big hook left and then hook right, head north again. There's a place in a little strip mall on the left that's not terrible. But I might head over to Rochester. Maybe I'll see if I can get a hold of KZ8Z, see if he wants to go to Puma's.
Well, there you go. Down over here at Connor, jumping on 94 to go to 696 and 75 up to Auburn Hill. I'm going to go pick up some card readers for a site in Southampton. I've been dialing that even for about 6 months, I guess you could say.
You're getting a little popcorny.
Yeah, I'm right around 94 in Harper Canyon area, so...
it's not bad. You're holding it. Just curious where you were. So, yeah, it's kind of tough down that way. I want to get a receiver that covers the city a little bit better. I'm going to wait and see how this RTCM project works for the 7.2. If that works as well as I expect it will, I'm probably going to spring for four of those units for my system and try to get receivers in addition to the main one at Warren, try to get three additional ones out at the edges, enhanced low power coverage, portable coverage, compromised coverage.
I'm sure he's playing his decent height. That's where you were looking.
I didn't quite catch that. You said I'm sure something. I couldn't quite make it out.
Oh, East Point, do they have rentable space?
For what? I guess I'm not following. East Point, and something about rentable space or something. Not sure what we're getting at.
Oh, you're talking about the additional coverage down here on the, a little bit on the west side. And about expanding the coverage, I thought maybe putting up another receipt site.
Exactly. But, I know where I'm going with them. So I don't know if you were proposing something. I don't know what you meant there. Or maybe I misunderstood. I don't know. I guess I'm out of sync with the thought there.
Well, a receipt site, don't you need a receiver and a place to put the antenna? That's what I'm saying, rentable space. You know, like,
I wouldn't have anything in East Point of any interest. There's nothing there that would be of any significance or interest to me for that purpose. Too close to the main site. So I just didn't understand what you were... Okay, so you were suggesting East Point for some reason as a receive site. I get you. Yeah, no, that wouldn't work out for the for what I'm looking to accomplish. Oh, thank you. A lot of effort for little gain. It does not perform as well as it should up there because of all the noise. That is not as good a site as one would imagine. I'd like to get something in Detroit. I've got ideas. I've got a lot of wares. I just got to, you know, think it out. But I'd like to get something downtown or somewhere in Detroit. You know, something that pushed a little east would be good because that whole Lower East Side is kind of rough for everything. Ooh, police reported ahead. No, I'm thinking like Pontiac, Mount Clemens, and Detroit. You know, that would be my idea of where I'd want to stick receivers.
The only 10 places I can think of in Pontiac would be on top of the Bell Building, or right there at Oakland County Sheriff. The only 2 places I can think of.
Well, I have sites, but one thing we don't do on the air is discuss sites.
No, I'm saying those general areas, because those are high-end areas. You know, height-wise. You know what I mean? You know, like, in the middle of a field.
Just switched over to Romeo.
Audio's a little higher, but you're completely readable.
Alright, power was low, anyhow. Yeah, no, I know all about the buildings all down there and all that stuff. Like I said, I'll reiterate. I have sites in mind, and we don't discuss sites on the air. So I'll just leave it at that.
No, thank you.
I figured eventually it would be. Anywho, I'll tell you what, oh boy, a lot of police. I wonder if they're doing a clicker ticket out here. 1, 2, there's one back there. That's one of mine. Huh, I wonder if they got an enforcement going on here. Distracted driving, clicker ticket, who knows. They're wolf packing for something. Or are they? It could be coincidence. This little group up here has another cop in it. They're definitely wolf packing.
Probably phone in hand, or you pay. I've been seeing that a lot. So they catch you with a personal communication device in your hand while you are traveling, it is now a fine. It's a primary offense, I believe.
I do believe we are still exempt if we have a hand mic, right? I don't know. We could probably get out of it even with an HT, but, you know, I could see getting pulled over with an HT. But with a hand mic, I can't imagine they could, I mean, I guess they could write you, but I think we're exempt.
Yeah, that's a good possibility. I think we were talking about that earlier this morning. HTs might be like a gray area, but, unless it's plugged into your power port, then it might be considered permanently installed. But yeah, I think you're right. I drove by MSP yesterday. I was on the radio, and he just waved at me.
Was there somebody else in there, I think?
NAWJL.
NAWJL. How you doing, Jay?
I'm doing all right. You guys are talking about the law. So far as amateur radio, what is the law about having a scatter in the car? Is that are we still exempt from that law?
Yes, I don't believe there's been any change. I think amateur radio operators are exempt from having the prohibition on having law enforcement capable receivers in their vehicle.
Okay, good. I still don't want to run into just a state trooper like I did in way back there, where he's going to take me to jail for having a transceiver that received police calls. It was a Motorola 6560.
That's right. You already got a disadvantage if the Popo pulls you over. You don't need any others.
Roger, Roger.
All right, Jay. Good hearing you. I don't know what repeater you're on, but you're sounding fine. Tom, back over to you, and I'm about a mile from my destination. I'm supposed to be there at 10, so I can't drag my feet or dilly-dally. I got to jump out of the car when I get there.
I think the banner laws were lacking a little bit. I think I remember reading about it, and I didn't see any information pertaining to non-amateur radio users. Handheld or permanent installed.
Go ahead, Phil.
I don't know if you turn on me. Hey, Sean, by the way, you said, are you on Richmond or Romeo? It's really hot, by the way, audio-wise. I don't know if you're aware of that.
Yeah, I am on Romeo right now. It sounds real bright. I don't like the way it's sounding on transmit either, so... Anywho, I am literally under the antenna.
I wanted to mention that. And as far as the scanner law, that Jay and Ben both in here, there's no longer a law that says anything about scanners. Anybody can have one, as long as they're not committing a crime with it. And the amateur thing, if you read it carefully, any amateur radio, whether it's handheld or connected, is valid. It says radios installed, permanently installed, comma, amateur radio operators, comma, blah, blah, blah. So it's not exclusive. It's not more. It's not both. It's either or. So if you're on a handheld, the ham radio, you're okay, technically. Whether an officer will believe you or not, that's another thing. I keep a copy of the law with me at all times. Go ahead.
Well, that's good to know, Phil, because there are some police officers out there, man, and they get really bent out of shape if you got some sort of receiver that can receive police calls, or at least the ones I ran into. I mean, this guy was, he was hot. He could probably put the stake on his head, and it would have been well done. He wanted to take me to jail, and it was a good thing he called in, and I guess he had still had a grin on his skin on his face, like, oh, man, I got happy one. But that wasn't to be, and so, I just want to keep up with it, because I haven't heard any more talk about the law. Governor Granter or something was going to sign law that you could receive, you could have a scanner in the car, something like that, as long as you're not using it for, things that you ain't supposed to use it for. So with that, I'll let you go. This is NHL Jim.
Hey, Joe, I have a scanner, and then, of course, two mobiles, and I have not had an issue. I've actually had my scanner running while I was sitting with one of the local Leos, and there was no issue.
Yeah, well, I don't worry about the local, I worry about the state. Okay. Alright, well, good enough. NAWJ.
Okay, very good. Jay, by the way, the Dot 5 is back to pretty much full power, so might be he's already getting to there. So that's, you know, the whole question is whether you want the hassle or not. If I'm near an office or whatever, I usually put my microphone down or whatever. I just don't want to even tempt them. So that's my attitude on it. But you never know. Catch you later. ABPR.
Yeah, okay, Phil. Well, the latest thing I've been having trouble with the police is they see my license plate. Rufford pulled me over. He just didn't understand that license plate. And Detroit followed me all the way home, a couple of days ago. And I got a car. And he said, I was in my driveway. He said, hey! And he started to, and he looked and he could tell, you know, that I was a, you know, senior citizen, you might say. And he said, so he was kind of easy on talking to me. He said, hey, what is that license plate? Is that a valid license plate? And I said, yeah, it's the amateur radio license plate. He said, oh. And he got.
You know, all you got to do is type it in their computer and it'll tell it if it's valid or not. Sounds like he maybe just wanted to harass you.
Yeah, I would think so. Especially that record police. I mean, I decided to go, you know, I'm right there. I'm right next door to the restaurant. And I decided to go do me something. We were at Taco Bell one night. And the record pulled up. And he was a young police officer. And he just, you know, he wanted to know about my license plate. I said, what kind of license plate that is? He said, is that a valid one? I said, yeah. And he just seemed like he just tried his best to find a way to give me a ticket or something. But he kind of paid me for a while. But he didn't all of a sudden decide to let me go. Okay. But anyway, that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. Catch you later. And by the way, I'm on... if it makes any difference, I'm on 2600.
Right. Yeah, you got a little noise on you, not bad, though. All right, catch you later. Have a good day. ABPR.
Thank you, guys. KKKDO. Be mobile for a while.
This is KA8UGQ mobile monitoring.
How are you doing today?
Very good. How about you?
I'm holding up all right. I just got done throwing some ferrite cores on some cables on my new mobile install.
And how, what kind of antenna do you put on it?
Don't remember the brand. It's one of those Chinese ones that I picked up off of Amazon just to see if it would work, you know, just something to play with. I was just wondering if I managed to get rid of that hum or not.
I don't think there's any hum anymore. I don't hear that anymore. Roger.
Hey, copy that. I'm glad I fixed that problem.
Yeah, I was talking to you yesterday. Then I told you, no, hold on, don't buy that filter.
I don't have to buy anything. I have a bunch of those clip-on ferrite cores that you can use to filter out noise and stuff like that. I got a box full of them. So I just clipped a few on the power lines and put some on the coax, and apparently wherever I put, apparently I got the issue solved.
Oh, yes, you're sounding good. You're sounding really good. Roger.
Copy that, and thank you. It's good to know that this thing is working really well. The radio I'm using, it's TYT-TH9800.
Yes, it's a good radio. I have the 96 on it. It's off right now, but that's what I have, the 96 on it. It's a digital and analog.
Interesting. I'm going to have to look into that model if I decide I want to get into digital radio. Right now, I'm still playing with the analog, finding my way around stuff, and figuring out how to do some neat tricks.
Tell you what, you will like it a lot, that 9600. You know, it's not only me. I know a lot of people knows about the 9600. It's better from the 98. So if you can return that 98, I would get the 96 first before the 98.
Okay, see
you guys.
Okay, real quick break.
Go ahead, break. Come on and join the conversation.
Yeah, thanks. Just real quick, Jack, I highly recommend putting OpenGD firmware in that radio. You'll like it a lot more. It has a lot more features. Thanks a lot, guys. Just be listening. Pulling into a gas station here. Okay, see you guys. Betsy. Got to send it back to Jack.
I like that, the 9600, and that's what I got, the 96. I didn't want the 98 because it is a little bit different between the 98 and the 96. The 98 is, I don't know what it does. I don't know nothing about them, and I'm not interested in them at all. I like the 96 better. And the last time they were, I'll be honest with you, I was in GMRS, and I see where there's two of them left on Amazon, and I got one out of there.
Well, like I said, I'll have to look into those in the future. Right now I'm playing with these because, you know, it does have some capabilities. Like one I heard somebody talking about a couple days ago, I think it was. They're talking about how you can set this thing up to do crossband repeat.
I heard that one, too, the crossband. I don't know nothing about that right now, but I just got into the hobby, that's why.
I copy that. I was thinking about trying to do the same thing that they were talking about, basically using a HT as a remote mic and speaker.
I don't know. It could be done. Could be done the other way. I don't know, really.
I'm going to have to dig into that some more and make sure it's legal because, you know, there's things like, you know, every transmitter is supposed to identify itself, whether automatically or by voice or something like that. There's a lot of stuff for me to dig into and figure out before I try something like that.
You know what? And there's a lot of stuff on YouTube, too, by the way. I don't know that if you know that or not, but a lot of stuff on YouTube. Roger?
Copy that. That's where I dug up some information, but I was actually doing better cruising the forums and finding stuff in writing because then I can take the time to think about what I'm reading, you know?
Yeah, no problem. All right. I got back out of here a little bit. I was downstairs a little bit longer, but I can't because I got some cooking going on out there, and I want to get something to take care and good talking to you. We'll talk again. KFA, VRC.
That I was getting ready to go in the house to get something to eat myself there, Jack. So I'll say 73 to you. KFA, DBZ, clear. W8FU.
Just got a second here. Good morning, Sean. KD8VSI.
Hey, Greggy Pooh. I am northbound M53, right underneath the Romeo antenna. What do you got going on here? Is there lunch in the cards?
Oh, cool. I'm at M53 in Hall Road, but I'm not on M53. I'm on that Shelby Parkway. Picking up a buddy who's dropped his car off at the tire store, and then meeting a couple of other buddies for lunch.
There you go. Sounds like a plan. I was going to try to get a hold of KZ8Z, see if he wanted to get some wieners what's the name of that place right there by him? No, I can't remember it. The hot dog joint.
Oh, yeah, you mentioned that place the other day. Yeah, I don't know. I haven't heard. Well, I had texted him this morning, but he might be around. Not sure.
It's really bugging me. I can't remember the name of that place now. God darn it. But anyhow, the Coney place in Rochester. I guess that suffices. But now I'm heading north here. I was just at the tower site, and I've got to go north further still to walk a station. And then after that, I'll be looking for lunch in all the wrong places. Was that Willie Nelson or Chris Christopherson sang that song?
I know the words of a song, but I got nothing on that one. But neither one of those is ringing a bell. Anyway, I'm here picking them up, so I've got to let you go. We'll chat at you probably later on. KE8BSI.
All right, Greg, we'll catch you later. Have fun. W8FU.
I've caught the tail end of it. Where is the wrong places?
Well, I'm going to be at Boardman, approximately Boardman and Van Dyke. So that puts me up here, but over there.
Okay. Well, then call me on the bat phone if you're going to head east coming back, and I can meet you somewhere between here and there.
Well, that's the problem. I'm going south and maybe southwest. West and south or south, I don't know, but I don't think I'm going to be traveling east. I'm actually off today, but I had to go in for I had to do this walkthrough, and I'm still on it, so it looks like I'm putting in several hours on my off day.
Very good. All right. I figured I'd offer, so hope it all goes well, and your off day isn't your off day. That's the way I would look at it.
Yeah, I mean, it's no big deal. I'll keep track of the time, and I'll either bag out early tomorrow to make up for it, or something. I won't lose it. But yeah, I forgot all about this. I took today off, and then I looked at my calendar and went, oh crap, I gotta do this walkthrough. I can't not be there, so here I is. Alright, my next destination is just ahead. We'll catch you in a bit. W8FU.
Okay, take care. Yeah, I should have a hot spot in my office here shortly. I almost got it done. I screwed up and put TV switch in and found out that's not all what I thought it was, so I'm going to undo that. Chat later, NNKBP.
It can be. I can show you how DV switch works with the clear node, but that's with his software.
I don't know of a non-clear node way to be to make it work that slick. But it's all a manipulation of the DV switch package with clear node, but it's so nicely implemented. So let me show you that next time we're going to connect. I'll try to make sure I bring the clear node and show you that. So yeah, I monkeyed with DV switch natively, you know, without the clear node interface, and I came to the same conclusion. It's just too kludgy and too difficult to operate, and I just got rid of it. But after playing with it with the clear node solution, it's a winner. I love it. All right. Anyhow, I am here. W8FU.
Yeah, NAKPP. Yeah, they do make an Android app. That's kind of clunky. They do not make anything for the Apple infrastructure, so that's going to make it kind of sad. Worst case scenario, I'll just buy one of those little white boxes and put both of them on it. So, but I'll make something work. Take care. Talk soon. KABB at the office.
DIC for radio check. Station calling for a radio check. This is King 8 DCL, mobile. I'm sounding good or not. Yeah, you're coming in pretty good. Yeah, I just was testing my 2x4 antenna. Hey, I can understand that. No problem. And thank you and have a good day. KF8, DRC, clear. K8DPL, clear.
KF8, DRC from KF8, DSF.
Go ahead, DSF.
Yeah, you're sounding good up here, Jack. Really good.
Yes, I'm on 2x4. Roger.
Yeah, okay. In your truck, then?
And I just looked at the thing I was showing you this morning, and it's off now. It's not on anymore.
Roger that. Yeah, you want low power or medium?
Oh, I'm on the medium power. You believe that?
Yeah, she's working good. Working good for sure. All right, just thought I'd jump in and let you know. Sounding good here at off the Holly repeater. So, yeah, we'll let you go, Jack. KF8DRC from KF8DSF. We're clear.
Thank you again. KFA, DRC, clear.
W8FU. KZ8Z from W8FU.
KFA, DRC. Is that your RV, son?
Yes, it is, Jack. How am I making the system?
The audio is not clear. I don't know why, the audio. The audio like a sluggish a little bit.
I'm trying to answer. Yeah, I'm in Romeo, and it sounds like it's got problems.
No, but now it's a little bit better.
Yeah, Sean, you sound kind of a little overmodulated, overdriven. WNM.
Yeah, I backed off. I was told that earlier, and I backed off a bit, so hopefully this is better. But I'm up here on 34 Mile Road, somewhere between Van Dyke and Rochester Road. I don't know where. I'm driving through the Proving Grounds, I think, and I'm on the Romeo repeater. It's sick, I think.
Much better audio. WYDM.
Okay, I'll just remember to stay quiet. Get this thing fixed as soon as I can. Roger, Jack.
Roger.
All right, I'm probably going to lose this repeater shortly. I'm going into the gullies the other side of the ridge. So I'll catch you later. W8FU.
KF8DRC.
KF8DRC, NADBF.
Person could always go 2.6.
That's 34 in Fisher, Dakota.
Rolls reversed, man. I'm at 18 in Mound.
Yep, first. Yeah, running. I'm going to be losing elevation here, though. I'll probably lose this one shortly.
You on Richmond or Romeo?
I'm on Warren.
Wow, that's actually impressive. You sound pretty decent. I usually run Warren until about 32, then I'll switch to Romeo, and I'll run that until about 36, and then I'll switch to Richmond, and then run that home. But, yeah, that's damn good.
Yeah, it's the SEM 500. I'm running at high power, but I've only got a quarter wave on the roof. And I'm on Fisher. I just crossed 33 mile. I'm going down to 32, then I'm going to be heading over toward Rochester.
You just drove right by my parents' house.
Oh, they're a high-rent district.
They are now, but when they built out there, it was nothing like that. There was only a couple houses.
Well, that's a win, because you buy when it's... I had a buddy that bought at 26 Mile Road between Van Dyke and, like, Saner, right there by the Edison Corridor. When he bought out there, everybody was going, what the hell are you buying out there for? That's for cows. Now, man, that's premium property.
Yeah, people don't get that. I keep moving north, and so far it's been working out. We're doing all right on the last house, and then this house, hopefully 5-10 years, it'll be rinse and repeat, and we'll just keep inching our way out.
Well, the whole work from home thing has really helped, you know, people be able to do that. Hold on, I got a text coming from my son. I got to figure out what that's all about. He generally doesn't text unless there's something up. W8FU.
Yep, no problem. Do your thing. I'm mobile for the next bit here. NADBF.
It was a tax question, but he worked it out before I answered.
Good old taxes. He's got 6 days left.
He works in Pontiac, so he's got the luxury of paying Pontiac taxes. I remember I worked in Detroit for a hot minute. I remember having to pay Detroit city taxes. Just a big pain in the ass. You're already paying federal, and then you pay state, and then you gotta, you know, then you get the city in, you know, it's like,
Whenever I'm filing my taxes and I see that question of, do you need any, you know, do you need to claim any city taxes or whatever, I always feel for those people, as if we don't pay enough of them.
Yeah, he goes, I paid him $700, he goes, and they're, you know, out of my check, he goes, they're telling me I still owe him, you know, $400, and, you know, he goes, what the hell's up with that? You know, of course, I don't know, but I haven't looked at the tax return. He goes, oh, wait, he goes, I just did a hit a review and it corrected it, so he figured it out himself, or I should say the program he's using figured it out.
That's how I file, I just let TurboTax take the wheel. Where you at right now, you're getting pretty... about Richmond? Am I any good on Richmond? Oh, money. Full quieting almost. Oh, I'm almost, I'm 32 in Rochester. Well, you're going up as you go towards Rochester, and I'm assuming Richmond's up all right? Yeah, I'm on Richmond right now, and just straight over. Trying to raise Crazy 8 Dave. I'm right in his neighborhood. I want to see if he wanted to go get some wieners.
Wait, you want wieners?
Want to do the wieners? I would do some weird stuff.
Oh, wait, who's out standing open? I can't have wieners today. Sorry.
There's a place in Rochester called La Puma's, and there's supposed to be all that. They're okay. They're worth going to. So I was going to be passing by it by design, so I figured I'd see if Dave. Dave loves that place, so. In 7.5 miles, I will be there. I love me some La Puma's. You're kind of barren on the west side over there, aren't you? What's the next closest one besides Warren, which is at 11 and Mound or something like that? And then you've got the next one is the 443-500 machine. Yeah, you got 2.5. You got Phil's machine in West Bloomfield, but, you know, this is just a bad area. We need a Pontiac machine. I need to get one in Pontiac. Yeah, I noticed when I'm going from, like, my house to Auburn Hills, there's a heavy dead spot in that, you know, that northern portion of Rochester until I get further south and I can work Warren again. I just switched back over to Warren. I'm still north of Rochester. Am I okay? Yeah, if you're only at, like, Stony Creek or Buell and you're working Warren right now, you sound totally fine. You're going to be able to run that all day long. I can't believe that footprint. That's exactly where I'm at. I'm at Stony Creek and Rochester Road. And it's coming in a little popcorn-y, but anywho, we'll run this down into the city. I know it gets low when you go right into town there. But, yeah, we got to get some, we got to spread some semen out here. I think that's my new favorite radio term. Fred, do we got a load for Pontiac Rochester?
I don't know. We got a tree.
Yeah, I'm working on a tree. If I find a tree, I'll either spread some love in one way or the other.
Yeah, because the People's Republic of Oakland County has always been a, you know, they don't like to play well with others.
Nope. Pain in the arse. Yeah, they want to figure out everything for themselves. Doesn't matter how much is in place beforehand.
Hey, Sean, try my machine from where you're at. I'm just curious.
This is the 447.5 from where I'm at.
Oh, you're coming in great.
It's 5, that's fine. I think you're perfectly fine. Water. I'm only on the waterway.
Okay, you got a little noisy there, a little in and out, but yeah, that's pretty good. You're hearing it good out there?
Yeah, I went into a little valley. I should be getting better here as I come up on a little hill. It's little hills and valleys, dips. But yeah, I'm hearing it fine. I mean, it isn't full scale at all. There's noise on it, but, you know, no problem. No problem copy at all.
Okay. Good. All right, so that should fill in that area a little bit that you're talking about. All right, carry on. AVPR.
Bringing birds of prey into it, but okay.
Sean, were all those cops still on 53 north of 29?
They
were on Van Dyke from about 26 to Romeo in that stretch.
I thought so. Yeah, when I ran down to my buddy's shop to fix two of his cameras, they had a speed trap going. They had Combe County, and then there was a State Boy sitting at 30 and 53, just sitting there waiting for someone to burn through. So anyone driving through there, they're out and about.
I hear of any enforcement, you know, task force or anything like that. So, you know, not that I necessarily do. Sometimes I catch wind. Sometimes I'm going into a big valley here, so let me get out of it. Bottom of the valley at the Rochester Cider Mill.
Hardly any difference in performance.
The machine's starting to flicker up into the red zone. So still got some popcorn and bacon fry on it, but hit a low spot again here along the Paint Creek Trail. So I think that's what I'm along. But so I'm going to be getting better as I move south. I'm on Phil's machine for what it's worth. Oh, you know, instead of, you know, because it seems like it's kind of redundant being there, move the chair over a bit. If I had something, I know Murph suggested a tower a little over from us at one point, but that was in another day in another life, so I have to reestablish contact with the people that could get me back on that particular place.
My bad, I was listening to a Snapchat my wife just sent me. I forgot I left my base radio on, so she was recording us talking. I've got a site at Brown Road. We have a yard there, a two-story building. I don't know if I got a tower there or not, though.
Yeah, and there's a lot of ideas. It's not my stomping ground, so, you know, I'm not really, like, you know, I don't really have a lot of connections out there, and like, you know, like, it out. The crews over there have never played well with others. You know, we got pretty good rapport with in contacts in Detroit amongst their folks, and same over our way, and we all kind of work the same goal, the same mission. But you never really could find the people over there are very cloistered, and don't usually want to mix it up with others, or they want you to, you know, supplement their. They don't ever help you with yours. And there I said it.
I thought that about Oakland County since I could make my own opinions.
Syndrome, talk to the hand. It's like, okay, great. About, you know, this isn't about measuring your length.
So how does that work? Like, you guys, obviously you got to work together if they've got a tower and you guys want to share it, but, you know, are there territories? You can't go over there unless they tell you you can. It's like gangs.
No, nothing like that. It's just, I I'm the master of my domain, and, you know, the guys down in Detroit are the masters of their domain, and, you know, they're the masters of their domain, and I have need to be, you know, building significant costly infrastructure in Oakland County. So if I'm going to, you know, do any collaborative work with them, I got to work with them, just like I got to work with Detroit. Detroit's got to work with me. I have Detroit stuff, you know, up in my area and all that. And, you know, it just seems like the rapport is not there. You know, it's like, I don't know. I just don't see anyone I can reach out to about, you know, like getting a receipt somewhere over that way. And just for reasons, you know, it's not the extent of it.
It's like everything else, there's always politics involved.
And I'm going to have to eat my La Pumas all by myself because I can't raise Dave. Sean! Come on!
I'm getting off at Rochester Road soon. Where is that place?
Well, we can go anywhere. I just, Dave told me last time I went here, he goes, man, he goes, you went there and you didn't tell me? It's up here north of the city, but what are you feeling like? And when you say getting off what, 59 or what?
Yeah, I'm like at 59 in Crooks. I'll be at Rochester Road in a minute.
I mean, this is a little dive hot dog joint. You know, it's right, where is it? Just north of town. I'm at it right now. I'm trying to think. Just north of university? And, yeah, just north of university. And it looks like there's people standing outside as well. There is a really, really nice restaurant right around the corner that I went to with Dave and right on university here. What are you feeling like?
Well, no two martini lunch for me. I'm still working, but I am flexible, and I have not had lunch, and I barely had breakfast, so I'm down to eat wieners or whatever.
Have you ever been to Recipe?
No.
Yeah, last time I was up here, I went there with them. We got breakfast. I'm not 100% sure if they do the whole gamut, but I don't see why they wouldn't. I can look it up real quick. It is literally right around the corner. In fact, we could probably park. Maybe not. I was going to say we could probably park here and walk to La Puma's if we decided to do that. But I'm going to park here by Recipes, and I'm going to try to bring them up on my phone and look at the menu. And it is on University, south side, just west of Rochester.
Okay, yep, I know the territory a little, I mean the roads anyway. I didn't realize who else was in there, but I'll be getting off at Rochester Road here in a minute. I'll head that way, K8BB.
Are you going to get the bacon?
I don't know, is that what they're noted for or something?
Yeah, Debbie says she's eating at the one in Troy, and they have that thick, was it maple cover, Serbi bacon that's supposed to be really good?
That doesn't sound very kosher.
Shame on you.
Yeah, well, we just won't put cheese on it. No.
Are they predominantly breakfast, or do they do other stuff? I'm trying to look up their menu.
Yeah, she says it's a breakfast place.
They have mimosas.
It's not even Sunday.
Okay, it looks like it's predominantly breakfast, so want to just make it La Puma's and do the wieners and the little dive?
Yeah, that's fine. Either's fine. I could do breakfast, or if you got, if you're pulling for wieners, we can do that.
Wiener board. This is good by me. Okay, so breakfast for lunch. All right, I'm here. Let me know when you're close. And I parked, there's a little cutout. You go in behind it, and there's a little sign that says, you know, it's got an arrow pointing to where you go in. And I'm parked in that little cutout, you know, close to that sign that points the way in.
Okie dokie. Well, I'm just past Auburn Road, so I'll see you in a few minutes. But, yep, I'll see you shortly. KBB.
Enjoy your lunch. Slow down. Bye, Don. AG is here.
Hey, Fred, are you joining us?
It takes me an hour to get there. No, I'm going to go to a little sandwich shop around the corner here.
Very about all these connected repeater systems. People talk about getting together and getting lunch, and you say, damn it, I'm an hour away.
I was going to say, because I have to get all the way, I have to get, they can't get on 75 around here, and either have to go north or, yeah. So. No, but I'm going to, you were talking about food, and I'm like, I got 20 minutes before, well, half hour now, before my next call, so. I will run to the corner shop here and get a sandwich.
I did not know there was a Churchill Cigars here in Rochester Road. That's new information.
Signal where I'm at. Am I making it in satisfactorily? Don?
Yeah, I doubled with you at the beginning of it, but I heard the second half. And yes, you're in satisfactorily. I just missed the context.
Yeah, I was
just saying, it's the strongest receive of all the linked FBI repeaters, so I can't hear to talk, and I just was making sure that on medium power I was in. So, question answered. We do need to get something up this way. Man, oh man, I gotta get on that. I gotta put that on the agenda. I got too many other things spinning right now, though, to focus on that.
Yeah, it sounds like you need to retire. Open up your time.
Yeah, but then that introduces new challenges.
Yes, but...
How am I going into my machine? I'm at 696 and I'm going up on Hoover.
I have got a weird buzz on my receive of the 2.6 here, so it may be masking some stuff, but it sounds pretty solid to me.
You've got a little strange buzz on your transmit site, too, which is odd. And yeah, so yeah, you were 80-90%. It was no copy, or no problem at all.
Alright, I'll be back.
Okay,
I'm
on the mound now, so... Alright, I'm going all the way, I'm going to the end of the world here, so we'll see how it does from over there.
Okay, and goodbye, Fred. I feel like there was someone else here earlier, too, that I just barreled over yelling Sean. Sorry about that.
It was me making subtle wiener jokes while you guys were talking.
Wieners. I am about to go down the big hill into Rochester as well, so I'll probably get noisy also.
Trying to find a different place in the parking lot that isn't giving me this weird heterodyne.
KE4ZOO IQ feedback.
I'm going to jump out and find a place to park. I'll catch you guys in a bit. KABB.
I didn't see you. Where you at? Did you?
Yeah, Sean, this is KG4ZYQ. I just sat down, turned the radio on. I'm hearing on all the different repeaters. I think all of you have some kind of a buzz or a hum in the background. Don't know if I do, but you know where I'm located on home QTH and on the base unit and full power.
Got to jump. My person is meeting me for lunch. W8.
It is definitely, it's on your transmit side as well. Well, maybe it's something weird in the system. Alright, I'll catch you in a minute. KABB.
Yeah, Don, I'm coming up to Grosbeck on 696. How am I doing?
Oh, yeah, you're okay in there. And hello to Joe, and I gotta jump out, Joe. Okay, 73. KABB.
Okay, enjoy lunch, breakfast, whatever. AB.
That's okay. I just thought I'd jump in and give another voice to the sounds of the repeaters and how everybody sounded. Try to be a little help, little help whatsoever. But you guys have a good day. KU4ZYQ clear.
Don, are you still listening here? I thought I heard you were pulling in.
Yeah, I'm like a block or two away here.
Okay, I hung up real quick to run up and meet you, and got off the air real quick, and then I got in here, and I went, where is he? So, all right, I'm in the back entrance. I don't know if there's a front entrance or not, but there's nowhere to park in front, so I ended up parking in the back, and then here we are.
KK7CCD, John St. John, Indiana, monitoring.
That's testing. There we go, finally.
Where'd you go, Don?
And he's big here.
KU8RUH. KZ8Z from W8FU. Right now. I have seen the light. The world famous La Puma. That one was orange. Now there we go. Are you hearing like some sort of like interference, like heterodyning with the transmitter?
Not on the output, only when you're transmitting. So if you, like, when your carrier drops and it's just the repeater and the courtesy tone, I don't hear it. But when you transmit, I do. And it's kind of a buzzing, heterodyne-type sound. It's a little strange.
is very strange indeed. I wonder what that's all about. Anywho, it's like I was hearing something on the transmitter. Kind of messing around with the hearing the repeater. Definitely some sort of a heterodyne.
Now, I definitely get that on Phil's repeater. You know, there are times when I'm driving around town that there's a carrier that comes up on the output frequency of his machine on 500, and, you know, so sometimes the repeater is fighting that, but it's, you know, kind of, there's a location on, there's like two spots on Woodbird that it's pretty common, and there's a spot over on the east side a little bit, and if I really thought about them, I could probably remember the actual spots, but I'm not getting anything quite like that here.
Yes, that's exactly what I was referring to, and except for I was hearing it on 2.6 in Rochester there. I'm no longer hearing it. I'm on the north side here, or the south side here, by Avon Road, and it's gone. So it's only when I'm right downtown there that I was hearing it.
I don't know. That's above my pay grade.
Well, I guess the question is, are you hearing it on my signal anymore? And, total line, do I have a need? No.
Yeah, I was not hearing it, at least I don't think so. The speaker in this radio is really pretty small, so it's not a super reliable indicator. But I was hearing it pretty clear before, but no, not so now.
Weird. I wonder if they're related. All right. Well, not hearing it anymore, and if you're not hearing it on my signal, then it's all good. Hey, that guy at that place, is he connected to the place? Because I know the other guy was saying he was filling in for the owner, but I wonder if he was somehow tied to it.
Matt, I don't think so. I think he's just he's an employee.
Okay, so he does work there. I wasn't sure because he was kind of like back there watching the ball game. So, if he just came there for that, just to hang out.
No, I think that's his gig.
Nice retirement gig.
Yeah, what do they say? Nice work if you can get it.
Yeah, what's there, like a couple of places left in southeastern Michigan? I think all the old ones are gone, up and down Woodward there, Picars, Alma's, Absolute, you know, all gone. Any of them still around?
Audio Dimensions is gone. Harry Francis retired. Gramophone's been gone for a while. Almas is still there, but man, it's a shadow of its former self. I don't know if the guy who's still there is connected with Almas or if he's, you know, bought the banner or something. But I've been in there in a while. He does some used equipment, and he's got some records for sale. And I think he might have some, you know, some entry level turntables, you know, for the new vinyl enthusiast. For a while, I thought I saw, you know, he had some used gear that he was putting on Craigslist, you know, come on in and listen, that sort of thing. There's Paulson's over in Southfield or Farmington Hills. They're really close to Mark, I think. And then this place here, there's Clearview Electronics and Kigo. They do similar stuff, you know, home automation and installs, but at a much smaller scale. Paulson's is pretty big. And then his Royal Oak place is just a weekend thing that's just really high-end stuff. Not the Macintosh, so his father, Harmon, you know, Fine Sounds Group, that's all under that umbrella, but other stuff.
Did P-Cars go away? Are they still around, or they're gone?
I've not heard of them in ages.
know, the internet does a lot of that. You know, you can get on the internet, have just about anything your heart desires in a day, and if you're not happy with it, you got 30 days to send it back. Like that, you got to move into that level of equipment that doesn't market in that way to find a store. But anybody, so it's kind of cutting out that middle stuff, you know, the stuff that doesn't find that marketing acceptable, but yet, you know, not quite the level of the place we were just in. You know, it's like, where's that, you know, that meaty middle that a place like Alma's Gramophone, Absolute Sound, P-Cars, they used to fill. Of course, there was no other alternatives back then, so they had that.
Sorry, I had to sneeze. Yeah, it's the internet effect. You know, and Dayton is a shadow of its former self. Same thing, you know. Unless it's a boat anchor that you can't ship, you can get anything on Dayton. Anything you can get at Dayton, you can get on the internet.
Yeah, you know what? I want to go, and I've got an open invitation to go for the day, one day. They want to leave. I forget which day it is. Is it Friday? I don't know if it's Friday or Saturday, but they want to leave at like 2 a.m. from Milan and then drive down there, take it in for the day, drive home, jump back in my car in Milan, and drive home. So that makes for a very, very long day. Not sure I'm up for it.
Yeah, over all the years, I've only done a day trip maybe twice, and it is a long day. And was not leaving from Milan either. I was leaving from our side of town. Yeah, it's split it up. You know, one person drives and sleeps on the way down. The other person drives. You know, one person drives, the other person sleeps on the way down, and then you have to flip it coming back. It's not so bad, I guess. But yeah, that's about an hour and a half from Milan to your house. That's adding an extra 3 hours.
Well, except it's mostly on the way. I mean, you know, it's not like it's really out of the way all that much. I'd have to jog over to 23 at some point, so, you know, and then head south. But, yeah, it's it would add a little time. But more than anything, it's just, man, it's out of, you know, having to be down there. It means I'd have to be on the road by midnight, you know, 12:30. And, I don't sleep in the car, so I'm either going to do my driving part in the morning or I'm driving on no sleep, because I cannot sleep in a moving vehicle.
Yeah, I can sleep if I need to, in a car or on a plane. I get tired enough. But, I don't know, it's, you know, the new location is you know, it's a little tidier. You know, the stuff that's in the buildings is, you know, much more centralized. The flea market area is, you know, still kind of removed, and it's still, you know, it can be muddy. If it's raining down there, it's going to be muddy. But you can take in the whole thing in a day if you take the whole day to do it. But, you know, you don't have to do the whole weekend. You can take it all in a day and probably see everything that you need to see.
I don't really care if I see the indoor parts. Well, I just want the flea market stuff. So that there's probably some vendors inside that are flea markety. I don't know. Is that the case, or is it all like, you know, Dayton? If you were businesses on the inside and individuals on the outside. I'm all about the flea market. You know, whether I did a quick once through just to kind of go look around on the inside. That remains to be seen. If I didn't do that, I would just shrug and say, oh, well.
Yeah, I think it's mostly that. It's mostly businesses, you know, on the inside. That part's not. But there, you know, but there are some businesses that on the inside that have, you know, a large inventory of used gear and older equipment and stuff like that. So, okay, they're inside. But, well, yeah, like I said, you could take in the whole thing pretty well.
in a day if you use your time wisely.
Okay, sold. So which day do we want to do?
Oh, have fun. I'm not doing it in a day. I'm going down, I'm getting a hotel room, and I'm probably not going this year. I would have already needed to coordinate that, and that's probably not happening.
Yeah, I was just joking, but I've never been, and I'm going to have to see it, and just to have a frame of reference. So last year I was supposed to go as well for the one-day trip, but didn't make it. I'm heavily leaning against it this time. I got to find out what day they're talking about. Jeff, you listening out here? You're always lurking somewhere. Oh, well, I have to find out what day they're thinking. Probably Saturday. By that time, all the good stuff's gone, though, right?
Now, Saturday is the busiest day. You know, that's the day that you get the most attendance. So there's a case to be made for Friday. When I've gone down in the past, I think I've done Friday. Well, again, it's been ages. And I've only been to the new location in New York once, and that was this past year. And I went down Thursday night. The flea market and internal stuff was really not even my goal. I was getting there for a couple of the forums and for a bunch of the evening social stuff. That was kind of my goal. And I didn't even go back to the grounds on Sunday. I got up Sunday morning and eased into the day and hung over and had some breakfast and moseyed my way back home. I did not even go back to the grounds.
Just flipped over to Phil's machine real quick to see how it was coming in at 16 in Rochester. Coming in not as well as I expected. It's done much better, much further east and further south. I expected it to be much better right here. Maybe I had Top of Troy in my path or something.
It's over here as well because the Warner repeater gets noisy just going into downtown Pontiac. But you're real strong into it. You're very clear.
Well, I was on one. Now I'm on 500. So, but I'm only running mid power, and I've only got that little quarter wave. I'm going underneath I-75 on Rochester Road here.
Okay. Yeah, you're a little noisier, but you're still 100%. What is the traffic holdup here? Jeez, Pete.
Now I'm south of 16. I'm down here by approaching 15, and all of a sudden it's quieter and coming in better. Something just all the buildings in the past.
May very well have been it.
I was asking about those Martin Logans, just not so much because I saw any desire for them or anything like that, but they're intriguing. But if there ever was a situation where I'd get them, it'd probably be one of them smaller pairs. And I just like to demo them just to hear them. But yeah, you're absolutely right. I don't have the space for them, you know. I'd have to have a bigger room than that. Are those considered an efficient speaker, or where do they fall? Do they need a little juice?
They tend to need a lot of amplifier, and in particular, they need high current capability at high frequency, because if I recall, the impedance drops very low as you go up high, and so they tend to be current hungry up at the top end rather than the low end, which is the opposite of what you might, which is what we're used to with a diaphragmatic speaker, and it can cause fatigue up there if you've got an amplifier that's not ready to deal with current demands on the high end. They don't tend to be tube amplifier friendly, and there's good solid state amp with lots of headroom. But they do have a certain realism to them that's hard to replicate on something that's dissimilar.
Right. And I'm more just curious than anything. There's no illusions of, looking for a set or anything like that. They intrigue me. I like to hear them. Of all the speakers he had in there, those in particular, the bigger ones sure, but, you know, particularly a couple of the smaller ones, you know, that were, you know, something that feasibly, you know, at some point in the future, you know, you could consider. But, you know, because, I mean, hell, I could look at some of the ones in the back room there, and there's no way in ever I'm going to find the place appropriate or the pockets deep enough for those.
Well, and they've got some, you know, some cabinet speakers that have what's called their air motion tweeter. That is, it's not the same diaphragm, you know, the same membrane that the big, tall ones have, but it's similar. And I don't care for those. I think that they're it's a way for someone to buy the brand name, you know, with the magical tweeter that doesn't have the room for, you know, the big tall ones. So I've never really liked those small ones, but they, you know, there's a market for them. You know, they fill a gap in the potential buyer pool. But the big ones are cool to listen to. Definitely get a nice demo on some familiar material, and you'll like them.
I suppose if I wanted to hear them, I could probably hear them this weekend if I wanted to drive to Chicago.
You have your choice of them, probably. But you could probably do the same thing if you just drove to Rochester.
Yeah, I'm kidding. So, anywho. Well, you got to be close. I am making the loop around here at 13 in Rochester, closing in. Did you, you got to be right there on the hood.
I am, and there is completely inexplicable traffic everywhere. I can't, like, come on, people. Yes, I am very close to the hood.
Traffic wasn't absolutely terrible on my way, but down Rochester all the way. So, like I said, just making the turn onto 13 here. Figure out what the rest of the day is. Took a day off, but I ended up working pretty near 4 hours. It's not a very good day off when all is said and done.
Just to make a comment, like, you know, county workers usually do the opposite, but that would be in poor taste, so I won't say that.
We try. It's not for lack of trying. That'd be not trying.
I knew what you meant. All right, well, I am getting to the hood here, so I'm going to say 7-3. Nice chatting. Enjoyed lunch. Glad you put that out there. We'll catch you later. T-A-T-B.
All right. Yep. We will catch you a little later. W-8-F-U.
Testing 1 2 3 4 5. Testing 1 2 3 4 5 5 4 3 2 1.
KFHBBA Bravo Papa Alpha Mambo.
KKO Kilo Charlie 8 Kilo Juliet Oscar
What's going on?
Okay, I've made some adjustments at Romeo. We got to see if that fixed the problem.
Good afternoon. KFA DPA here. Kilo Foxtrot 8. Kilo Foxtrot 8, Bravo Papa Alpha. I'm on Orchard Lake in Bless Bloomfield, very close to the repeater. My name is Latimer. Back over to you, KC8KG Oscar.
Latimer, I think we've talked before. Yeah, I'm over here at Telegraph in Horton. I think Sean might be out there at one of the sites doing some testing, too. I think I heard him out there.
No, carry on. I just, I couldn't hear because I'm trying to work on the Romeo, but I'm trying to work on it from home, so I can barely make it out. I didn't realize what was going on, so, anyhow, it should be better, but we're going to have to wait until Dakota's on his way home or somebody's up there in its shadow to test it to be sure. Anyhow, with that, I'll let you guys carry on. I just walked in. I got to tidy up a few things here. Hello, Vladimir. This is W8FU. Carry on.
W8FU. Nice to meet you, sir. I don't think we had a contact with you. And KCH, KJO. I'm sorry, guys. I'm mobile now. Well, thank you for reporting me. And I'd rather get out of here because... Because. KF8BPA will be monitoring and clear.
23, Vladimir. I'll talk to you on the other side. This is KCKGO. W8FU, I'm going to be buzzing through there in a little bit, and I can try to hit it here and there if you'd like.
How close to it will you be?
Going down to Richmond to meet up with a coworker. I think I'm going to be going to Romeo on the way there, so I'll call you when I get closer to it. Right now I'm at Lone Pine and Telegraph, so it'll be a bit.
Well, there's no hurry, and don't put it on your agenda unless it's on your agenda anyhow. But if you happen to find yourself there and you can pull over for 5 minutes when you're right underneath, it's very important that you be right in the footprint. Because we'll get there. I mean, if you're not, that's fine. But if you happen to find yourself in the footprint and you got 5 minutes and you can raise me, I wouldn't mind trying to make a couple of settings.
And now from, let's see which way he's going. And because usually it's 34, so I'll be right in that inner circle, I guess you could call it.
Okay, well, again, it's no big deal. Dakota will be going through there on his way home, and I get out there every now and again, and I'm afraid that the site needs a little bit more than just a me sitting here at home adjustment. If I had had all my stuff with me today while I was up there, I would have knocked it out then, but I didn't. So didn't have my laptop or anything, so no way to really log in and tweak things. But it's no big deal. It's been going this long. I can wait until I get out that way. But it's, again, so whatever, if it works out. All right, I just walked in a little bit ago. I checked it out. I just tweaked it a little bit, so at least if you're on that repeater, you won't be blasting everybody out, which was happening. It sounded a little tinny and harsh to me, which I think I can fix that if I have a set of ears up there. It's just too noisy down here right now. All right, let me get to it here, and keep me posted if you're in the area.
Yeah, 73 for now. Have fun. KC, KGO, be mobile.
NAETKPP.
Hello to you, sir.
What you doing, old man?
It's a Richmond from Pontiac to pick up another tech because he's going to drop his service van off at its end of life, but we still got to keep it somewhat plugging along.
I understand. Sounds like fun. I got out of a show tonight that I don't have to work, but I ended up watching the grandkids. So it was either I worked the show or worked the grandkids. I think I'd rather work the grandkids. So first time I've missed this show, and it's a work show, and probably many, many years, but that's okay. I don't want to drive to Livonia anyways.
Yeah, I went yesterday, took my coworker up to Sandusky, the dealership up there. He picked up his new pickup truck, and then had to zip around town, you know, get a bunch of stuff done. But since it's not a marked service vehicle, he can't keep it. So he's got to turn it in, but before he turns it in, he's got to take in his original service vehicle, which has a crack in the radiator. It overheated, and now he's getting fire alerts and a low battery, so it's dying. So he's got to try to get it to the dealership in Richmond, drop it off, and then I got to pick him up, drop him off at home, and then go back and hit my meeting at 6:30.
Not very good. Don't forget, we've got our little meeting tomorrow at 7 o'clock. It's not a meeting, it's just a nap. So you should be able to get in on it now because you got All-Star, right? All-Star is up and working.
I have an All-Star node. Is there like a phone app for it?
No, you just got I think there is a phone app. Yeah, Groundwire, I think, does it. You can do it that way, too, if you want. Or you can just use your regular All-Star. You just got to get the right note number. Either way.
No, Groundwire or HOIP or anything like that yet. That's coming soon.
Okay, I was wrong. You'll have to use the node. Thanks, John.
Great, if I had a node, but I don't have a node, so I can't do a node. But I guess I can hang around in town and be close to the tower.
You know what I would do if I were you? I would go home and grab a handy talkie and grab a Yagi antenna, and sit on the roof and aim it towards Mount Clemens. That would be dedication.
Yes, it would. And the ironic thing is, I have an aero antenna. I just got to put the 2-meter elements on it. And I have an HT. I don't know how the greatest it is, but you know, I just charge the battery to see how that goes. So I could do that, or just work late and hang out in the town.
Or being the pillar of the community you are, you could go on top of the water tower.
I'd rather lick a hill of fire ants than go on top of a water tower.
Got a nephew, that's what he does. He goes up on water towers through a couple, three different states and changes the light bulbs on the top of the water towers and the anodes, if they have anodes. That's his official job. And I asked him, how long does it take for him to get up to the top of a water tower? And here was his official response. If I do it the way I'm supposed to do it, or if I do it the way I want to do it. So he never really gave me an answer, but I have a feeling that there's two different ways to get up there.
I'm sure. I mean, way back in the day, when I first started with what I do, my coworker used to put the floats in the water towers for our systems, but we don't do that anymore. We pay people to do it.
Yeah, he lives in Ohio, but I know he leaves the house on Monday morning, doesn't get home till Friday afternoon, and goes from community to community to community and does water tower stuff. So, but you know, he's young and in shape, so I don't imagine him crawling up the center tube of a water tower. It's probably too much of a hassle for him. All right, Tom, I am home in the driveway with one grandkid and another one on its way, so I must leave you, and I'll be listening on my radios at home, all three of them. So I'll chat with all you guys later. Take care, Sean, and I'll chat later. Hope you got your hard drive, or whatever the drive you were looking for, project to do. And, Tom, you be good. I'll chat later. N-8-K-P-P.
N-K-C-K-J-O.
Yes.
What is it? 2075 PLO 123.
Yes.
All right, give me a couple minutes to dial it in. KCKGO on Romeo.
Okay, give me a 10 count. Try to hit the mic hard.
10 count. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. KC8KGO.
Okay, now coming your way, that's fine. I did get that set up earlier, so I think that was good. Coming your way, does it sound a little tinny to you, a little like nasally or tinny? Hello, come in, 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, you get a little over-monitored right there. This is my mic right up to my mouth. This is my mic probably about 4 inches across the mic. Yeah, you peaked a little bit there. Got a little bit of a buzz on it. I'm right here at Geek and Prospect.
I don't know what you're using for a radio, Sean, but that sounds like poop.
I don't believe you.
But you sounded like poop before.
I don't believe you, man.
Get over it. I don't care if you do or not. I'm telling you, it sounded like poop.
Sounds like or sounded like? And when you say poop, can you be more specific? Is it overdriven? Is it audio quality? What is your complaint? And what repeater are you listening on?
I'm on one that a guy made up for me, so I know it sounds good. Handheld might be a little hot, but or quiet. I don't remember what the handheld. I think my mobile's a little hot and my handheld's a little quiet. You sound fine now, but when you first started there, you were way over-modulated.
Oh, yeah, no, I know.
I'd like
to poop
on Holly, too.
So, all right, no problem. All right, give me a second here. How long do you... give me a second here.
Tom, I've got to, this is ASL 2.0, so in order to do what I need to do, I have to do it at the command line. I'll be right back.
All right, I'm in the general vicinity. I'm in by the ballpark, if you know where that's at.
Hey, Lance.
I said he sounded like poop on the holly, too. Hey, you doing?
So I think you might have just done...
You're not being very helpful. Poop? Really?
Hard.
I'm just not sure what sound poop makes.
Well, I can tell you, your butthole makes the same, looks the same as when you say poop.
Oh, the butthole's making the noise, not the poop.
The poop makes the noise when it splashes in the toilet, in the water.
Yeah, Sean, it's just way loud and overdriven.
Yeah, I'm in the general vicinity, like I said. I'm by the water tower on the back by the skate park behind the cemetery, looking for dead people.
Well, I think that's where you find them.
Somebody double looking. There was only one time in band camp, Sean, the rest of the time you sounded okay. Come out of here. Keep this over.
Hey, Bayless.
All right, Tom, I think that's all we're going to do. Because pre-emphasis is not on, so... That's not why it's Kenny and Bright. That's as far as we're going to get, but at least they solved the biggest problem.
All right. You sound a little tinny, not much. Almost like how I sound when I'm on the Mount Clemens Tower. But definitely not coming in that hot like you were before. Give me a chance to visit the old neighborhood.
Okay, is one of my poop brigades still here?
Now you sound like less than poop.
All right, so what if I do this? Hello, check 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Where am I on the poop scale?
You sound good.
I missed that. I sound what?
You less.
Yeah, the audio scope is consistent now, Sean. You're not the highest audio anymore.
Okay, so I'm just not getting quality feedback here. I'm trying to make some adjustments and between poop and two less and all sorts of vague, otherworldly comments. I'm not finding anything very productive. So how is the level right now? Is the level adequate?
What I'm hearing seems to be a little low. I think it can come up.
Yeah, I agree.
Make that a third.
Put my hearing aids in.
Okay, this is, I went from max, which is where I was, to min. Now I'm at normal. There is one spot between minimum and normal. So here I am at normal. What say you?
That probably sounds about right. Maybe just a shade lower than Lance, but I don't think it's a shade enough to tell you to go another notch.
What do you know? Well, I was on max for some reason. I have no idea why this FTM 400 was set to max. And now I've set it to normal. And I'm hearing this is about normal. Go figure.
A lot of it has to do with the way you hold the mic, because
I hear different levels, but I think it's just how you're holding the mic, and you know, like if you're driving, you start looking away the other way, and kind of the mic doesn't go with you, and so I don't know if you can hear that on me or not, but you know, I hear that on you occasionally. When you're concentrating on talking on it, it sounds fine.
All right, I don't want to focus too much on this because that's not really what I was set out to do. The repeater was way too hot on the input, the Romeo repeater. So I made some adjustments on that. That's okay. That's fine now. And that was really what I wanted to fix, and I did. But what we're working on now is my own personal audio on my radio, which is a whole different thing. But we'll run it like this for a bit and see what happens.
David Estevere.
What are you seeing now, Dave? W8FU.
Well, Lance is the loudest, which is rare, and you are a little bit lower than him. It's in the normal range. I mean, before it was like the audio scope was just like wide. You know, everybody else was like really narrow. I don't know if you saw that Telegram video. I did, but you could see how everybody was kind of like barely like oscillating on the audio scope, and then yours was just like taking up the whole screen.
Right, but I will say this, that was my FTM 500 in my car when I was up in Romeo on the Romeo repeater. Now I'm on my FTM 400 at home on the Warren repeater, so I will have to check that one out as well. But, okay, anyhow, we're all good. Enough of the audio check stuff for now. Unless somebody notices something wrong, I'm done with it. Really, I wanted to get the repeater fixed. The repeater was set up so that if you came in hitting it hard like I was, instead of it clipping at the repeater, it was actually passing that. That's what you were hearing. So I got the repeater level set, and that was the biggest thing I wanted to accomplish. Now if a jack wagon like me comes through there with hot audio, no harm, no foul.
It's not always the one with the hot audio.
My audio is always hot. W-A-C-T-T. Yeah, it's a little bit, when you have an audio scope, you can't really tell when somebody's talking, but when you have an audio scope, you can kind of see where your peaks and valleys are, and I think everybody's normal now. I mean, like Captain Don and Cujo, you guys are like just like barely oscillating the audio scope, and then Sean's got a little bit more dynamic range, and then Lance had some dynamic range too, but most of the stuff I hear, folks are like in that normal lower range.
In regards to the area too, I'm over here at 321 Powell, and it's still clean. There's no popcorn in there.
So Tom, did you get that antenna yet?
Absolutely, Mr. Teacher.
Well, you might want to play around with the receive. Update the caps on that radio, and then starting Friday, I think at 1 p.m. So you gotta go on the ISS and then put it on the one that shows the frequency, and then hit the third button. So you're on the, I think it's the APRS frequency. It's 145.800, and then follow the ISS, and they're doing SSTV. There's an app on your phone called Robot 36 that you can decode the picture with.
Well, at 1 o'clock in the afternoon on Friday, I'm going to be somewhere in Detroit or wherever else, because I'm like booked to the eyeballs. But looking at next week, I'm probably going to do a two-day stint up in Petoskey.
Okay, yeah, that's just when they're starting. Every pass will have SSTV until, I think, Wednesday. So it can give you opportunity to follow the ISS with the antenna and hear that SSTV signal. And I can't remember if you have an Android phone or an iPhone. If it's Android, it's Robot 36 will decode it's the picture. It's in mode TD120. I'll send you a little thing about it. But, oh, it's on my Facebook, too, if you're on my WACPQ group on Facebook. But, yeah, that's a little fun thing. But you got to get that radio, instead of on the voice repeater channel, you got to hit button number 3 when it's on the frequencies, and that'll put you on 145.800, and you can listen for that SSTV signal and get used to tracking the satellite.
I still got to get the connector for it, you know, for the MP380. But I know when the weather breaks a little bit more and I get a little bit more time and it's warmer outside, I'm going to set up a day with you that we can test it all out.
All right, sounds good. Yeah, I've been waiting for warm weather. I want to get with Jack and show him how to update his radio and all that. And it's been so darn cold, I don't want to sit outside and try to work it and freeze my butt off.
Yeah, when it's a decent day, I'm going to take it outside and put it all together, you know, put the other elements on it, hook up the other connection. And then I got an old Delico that's got a BNC antenna, so that's a dual watch. So I'll figure that out and put uplink and a downlink on it. But I'll text you before I do that because I don't want to mess anything up.
Yeah, you're pretty good with that 380 for any FM satellite. Everybody says you gotta have full duplex and hear yourself back. Well, I got that TH2000, and when I'm tracking it with the rotor and everything, I think like, I don't know, maybe 25 degrees to just past overhead is the only time I hear myself back, but I make contact the whole pass. So. Everybody, I think, gets it confused with the single sideband satellites, where you definitely have to hear yourself back. So, the biggest thing is you got to try to wait for an opening and try not to step on somebody, and don't be like some of the other guys out there where somebody's actually replying to somebody, and then there's an opening, and they're like, hey, it's WACPT, and they cover up the guy replying to that guy. It's like, it just cracks me up sometimes listening to what goes on up there.
Well, I agree. Like I said, I'm going to have to get to, I'm going to have to sign up for the ISS class of WACPT. And then I'll learn it from there and listen for a little bit. And then when I get a chance, then I'll bounce in there.
Yeah, for sure. It's not that hard. The hardest thing is looking at the little diagram that shows you where it's going in the sky. And then I usually just stand where I'm going to stand and look for landmarks. You know, like, hey, it's rising by that telephone pole. And then quarter past could be by that tree. And then halfway is going to be by the chimney on that house. You know. And then once you know where it's going to be in the sky, you just point the antenna and remember your little landmarks, and you pretty much hear it all the time.
Yeah, we'll pick a day when it gets better. But I got a phone call. I'll chat with you shortly.
All right. WCPT.
I'm stuck and down right now. KFA-DRC.
KF8DRC, W8PPP, how you doing, Jack? I'm doing all right. I had a headache all day yesterday, so today I kind of just blah.
Yeah, when you get a headache, really, you don't know what's going to happen, really. But what I usually do, I drink Vernus, now I can burp it out, and it's good. It's all good after that.
Well, I'm going to have to give me some Verners for when I don't feel good. Because I don't normally drink that. I mean, it's not that I don't like it. I do like it once in a while, but yeah, I used to have some all the time because whenever I got sick when I was a kid, my mom would heat it up, which sounds really gross, but for some reason it helps.
It does. Back in the days over there when the furnace came up in Detroit, really, that's what it was. You know, in Las Vegas, they don't have no furnace at all. And I know that because I had my sister's daughter live over there. She said, there's no furnace here. They don't even bring it here.
Yeah, there's a few things where you're in different parts of the country and you can't get it. I'm probably going to hack the pronunciation of this beer, but it's called like Yuling or something. And you can get it here and you get it in Ohio, but my cousin lives out in Wyoming and he couldn't get it. So like every time I'd go visit him or my dad did or something, we'd bring him like 3 cases of it. And then they don't have Faygo out there either.
Yeah, I believe that. That's for sure. Anyhow, the furnace is good for you anyhow. It really do because, you know, in the back days, like I was saying, they said furnace is healthier, you know, when you got headache or, you know, you don't feel good or something like that. So I don't know how good is it, but I do it. I tried it, you know. I tried it a few times, and my brother did. He had a headache. You know, just burp it out, that headache, and it goes away.
All right, well, I'll have to get a little six-pack of Werner's or something and tuck it away for the next time I have a headache. I don't get headaches too often anymore. I used to get them a lot. Yesterday was pretty bad. I didn't do much of anything but lay on the couch and watch TV. But anyway, yeah, I got my new security cameras all working. I'll have to see if I can, I don't know if I could text you the one video I made. I cannot believe this one that I put on my deer blind. Oh, no, you're in Telegram. Look in the Telegram under Captain Don Outdoors. It zoomed 18 times, so the one I got on my deer blind, I pointed it towards my dad's camper in the pond, and I almost can count the frogs on the shore of the pond. It's like wild.
I seen your house on that app. I don't have my phone in front of me. I see it. You had the camera going all over the place. That is nice. And I don't know, you might have, you know, like a well going through that property. I don't know that.
Oh, you talking about the ones where I made the picture of the flood? I put one this morning on with the new cameras moving around and zooming in and everything.
That's the one I seen today.
Alright, yeah, that one I was zooming around and I zoomed in on the camper and the pond and all that. That one's on my deer blind. So that one's mostly to watch deer. But I gotta plow that field there and put in the clover and the chicory in another month or so, and then there should be a lot of deer coming in there.
Yeah, on a Telegram. That's what I was looking for on a Telegram app.
Yep, that's cool. Yeah. So you said you have a 70-centimeter antenna right now?
I changed from the harvest. I put in temp 2 meter, 70 centimeter. And that's on that 9600.
Oh, okay. You might even be able to do SSTV with the ISS on that one. But you're going to have to update the caps, and I never showed you how to do that. And I don't know if you have it on your 9600 yet. Did you ever put OpenGD77 on a 9600?
I don't know what Eric said, but he had it yesterday, and he gave it to me back. And he said all that, you know, the ISS there, And I looked, it was there, but I haven't talked to them or anything. I could have talked to them the other day. They came twice, during the day and during the night. And I heard them, and I went out there and put on that 10 watt, that DYT 390. And they heard me, but they didn't get back to me at all.
Okay, so about that, you got to realize that 90%, 99% of the time, you're going to hear other ham radio people like us just talking through a repeater like we're doing now. There's a repeater up there in space on it. And only once in a blue moon the astronauts come on. So you're just going to be making contacts with other guys around the U.S. and Canada and sometimes down in Mexico and maybe in the islands below Florida. If you hear the NA1S or November Alpha 1 Sierra Sierra, then that's the astronaut. So when you hear people, 99% of the time it's just going to be other ham radio operators, not the actual astronauts.
No, I got you. I know what you're saying. I know exactly what you're saying. This is KF8-DRC.
So you might hear me out there, and I'll say, Whiskey 8, Charlie Papa Tango, Echo November 8-2. And if nobody answers me, then you can say, let's see if I get this, Kilo Foxtrot 8, Detroit Rock City. Just because it's easier, but it would be, what would it be, Delta Romeo Charlie. And then Echo November 8-2 is your grid square, too. And then if I hear you, then I answer you back and say your call sign QSL. So that's basically how it goes. You, if you're calling out, you just say Kilo Foxtrot 8, Delta Romeo Charlie, Echo November 8-2, and then you wait for somebody to answer you. So he just did this radio, so your caps are going to probably be on right now. So you can even try it with that vertical antenna you're using right now when it goes over, and you'll probably hear them, maybe not quite half of the path, but you'll hear people talking, and you can try to, I would try using that even though you're not following it with a handheld antenna. Just don't call out unless you're hearing somebody really clear, and if you are, you can either answer them or you can throw out your call sign when there's nobody else talking.
I have that down here, on top of my call sign. I have it in Kilo Extract 8 Delta Romeo Charlie. I do have it, and that's the way I contact them.
Good deal. So there's a 4-degree pass at 618, and then I gotta get frame 2 out of here. That the last one? That's the last one today. Darn it. So it must be an all-day pass. It must be starting early in the morning. And that 4-degree pass, I don't think you're gonna hear much from it at 618. Is that seriously the last one? Hang on a minute. I guess it is. Well, okay. So, yeah, you might want to listen on that path just with this radio if you feel like it. But starting Friday at 1 p.m., if you go on to the satellite stuff where you see the little radar thing that shows where it's passing, if you switch it to let's show on your frequencies, and then you hit the P3 button, that'll change it to the 145.800 frequency. And then they'll be doing SSTV on there, and you'll hear, kind of sounds like a fax machine.
Oh, I see what you're saying. But hey, here, an ISS detector, they're coming in tonight at 918.47. That's what it's saying in here. So I don't know. It says April 9th.
All right, let me see if I missed it when I was scrolling through. 947, you said?
No, 918 at 47 seconds. So 9:22 and 28 seconds.
Okay, are you on that app right now?
I'm on the ISS detector, and it shows my location, Rochester Hills and all that. And it even shows on the right side, it sounds like it's going to snow.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure it out because I got mine right, and mine doesn't have a pass at that time. So, up in the upper right corner, you see a bell, something that looks like a funnel, and then three dots. Underneath that, it should say grid and then a city. What is that grid number, and then what's the city below that?
On the right side, this is what I got, like three lines, and on under that, it says location, Rochester Hills, USA. It's got, and under that it says upcoming sighting.
Okay, mine says 6:18, so I wonder if you have it set for a different time zone or something.
Oh, I think after dawn, about, what, 2-3 months ago? I went, they said it was going to come on a certain time. So what I did, I got that 390 out. And what I usually did, they said it's coming like 8:14. I went to 9:14 and I heard them. So it like a, sounds like it was an hour different.
Yeah. Yeah, hey, JRS. Saying 9:18 at 5 degrees, it's supposed to be 6:18 at 5 degrees, so in your settings there somewhere, you hit the three bars and then hit settings, there's something about your time zone. I got a box checked that if you scroll down a little bit under settings, it says share times and local time zone, and I got that box checked. See if you check that box if it changes it to 6:18.
Hey, JRS, mine's showing that the Chinese space station at 9:18 and that up.
Roger that. I did too, the Taigong or something like that, but I think his time zone might be off for some reason for the ISS.
Okay, here's what I got on the setting. Use manual location, which is off. Set the location, and deep on sighting, that's on. Show current elevation on the radar, that's off. And show planets on the radar, it's on.
All right, so you don't have the ISS Pro, so my menu looks different than yours. So if you start at the top, after that, use manual location, show elevation, deep on sighting, and then it don't go to notification settings. It says show notification, notification time, and then the last one in that group says share times and local time zone.
I have notification time, which is 5 minutes. I have that on.
Yeah, I don't even have that, so I don't know. Is that other person that was out there, I didn't get your name. Do you have the paid version, or do you have the free version?
Yeah, hey, JRS, I'm Josh. I have the free one. It looks like today at 9:18 is the Chinese one, and it looks like next Wednesday at 6:16 is the ISS.
Okay, there's something you need to do on your app. In your settings, there's a little slider, I think, that says show visible passes. Shut that off. You'll have 5 passes of ISS every day.
Roger. Yeah, now I see today is at 4:42 for me and 9:18 for the Chinese one.
Okay, yeah, and then another thing, you can, if it lets you in the free version, you can select how low of a pass you could see on the ISS, and I just put that to zero so I see all the passes. And there is one at 4 degrees at 618, but that might be a paid version thing, reflecting what how low of a pass you could see.
Yeah, I dropped it to all, and I still don't. I only see the one at 442.
Wow, that is really dangerous, because I use this app exclusively for knowing when it's going to be there, and then I move to my radio, and it says ISS 6:18 p.m. 5 degrees. I'm surprised you don't see that one. Weird.
The other one is, says distance in kilometers.
What was that, Jack? I'm sorry, I hit a text message. You could change the kilometers to miles somewhere in them settings, too, if you don't like seeing kilometers. But what did you say?
That's all right. I know the kilometers. the old age, I should know the kilometers, which is I did. You know, in the old country, they used to teach us not to know miles. They always kilometers. All that Europe is out there that way.
Yeah, so one last data point. I can only select up to 10, or I can select all. So I don't know, maybe the free version doesn't get below 10 or something like that, 10 degrees.
Okay, yeah, that's probably it, the free version. I think it's only like $2 for the paid version. And what's cool about that is you hit that little funnel at the top, if it's even there at the top right in the free version. And there'll be a section for amateur radio satellites, and it has a whole bunch of them that aren't even active, but you can go through there and check the ones that are active, like T101, there's an AO123 now, a HADI-R, SO50, and you can select all the active ones, and it'll show them all. So it's kind of worth it to pay that $2 or $3 or whatever for the ISS Detector Pro. And then I think it downloads separate, and you just get rid of the free version once you get that.
Yeah, I'll do that. Go on ISS Pro and download it from the Apple Store, and that's it. I don't mind paying $2.
Yeah, I'm not sure what Apple charges. Double check that before you do it. I know I only paid a one-time fee, and it was less than $10, but I think it was like $2.99 or something. Yeah, next time it's warm enough for us to have a lark at Stony, we'll have to all get together, or maybe on a warm day we can get together at that park there, Shelby Riverbend, and have a ISS satellite party. And then I can show you guys all the tricks with these apps and whatnot.
No problem. No problem. I'm not too far from that park anyhow. I'm about 5 minutes from there.
Yeah, I was going to come out to your house anyway, regardless. But if there's other people that wanna learn that stuff too, I guess we could just do it there at that park. Because honestly, it's probably better there because that one parking lot has a pretty good view of the sky and no houses in the way and whatnot. So, yeah, it might be better just to pick a warm day, and I'll meet you there, and then we'll let everybody else know if they want to show up. We're going to be there.
About this, ISS Live Now, is that any good? Because I don't see the ISS parole.
What are we looking for? It's called ISS Detector Pro. You think they would have it on Apple, too. The ISS Now, I have that. Let me look at it real quick before I give you my opinion on it. Pretty sure it's about the same. ISS Live Now. Okay, so that one's kind of neat because it shows a satellite view, actual live picture at the bottom, and it shows you where the ISS is at. I don't know if it shows you the path. Oh, it says ISS detector. Yeah, there's an ISS detector that has the passes just for that.
don't think it lets you add the amateur Saturday, so all the other ones.
I'll do that. If I can't find it, maybe you can send me the site. I think it's better to send the site that way. That way we'll get the right one, because I don't see it here. I always see an ISS detector to find the space.
Jack.
Talking about, but it works all right for me. Yes, Dakota, I know what you're saying, but I can't find it here, so I'll search for it again.
I grab Pro and it's still doing weird stuff. It'll sometimes show the one that's at 6 around me. I'm in Sterling Heights too though, so I don't know, maybe that puts me outside of range of seeing it at 5 degrees wherever you are. So, but either way, Pro seems to be a little flaky and showing up and coming and going. But I'm pulling in now. I need JRS. Nice talking to you guys.
All right, yeah, you should see that 5-degree one because I'm in Sterling Heights right now too. So maybe it's got a setting for lowest pass and you got it set to 5 or something. I have to double check that. Anyway, cool. You'll like that a little bit better. You can select all the satellites and that are FM birds.
Hey Dakota, so now you have an Apple, so was that called something different on the Apple? Because the first part of your transmission was kind of staticky.
On my phone, it's called ISS Detector. It's a blue app, and it's got a white picture of the ISS.
Okay, and then from that, will it let you purchase the Pro version from that app? Is that how you do it on Apple?
Correct. There are in-app purchases. I don't know if they call it the Pro version or not, but you can buy the amateur satellites too.
Okay, Jack, did you hear that? It's on that ISS detector app. You can do in-app purchases and add on amateur satellites.
I got that. I'll search it anyhow.
Don, can you send him Jack's number so he doesn't have to dock himself over there, and I'll text him what it looks like, or I'll find it in the App Store and send it to him.
All right, cool, I'll do that. I just got to search you here and copy his. Give me a minute.
Captain Don, I think I found it. It says an app purchase, amateur radio satellites.
Yeah, that sounds like it. I just gave Dakota your phone number, so he's going to text you a link to make sure you do it, you're getting it from the right spot.
No problem.
He knows Jack's phone number is 555-1313.
I thought it was 1212.
How does that work there? Got it.
And I'm back to KKKJO.
Hey, welcome back. That was a long phone call.
I was coordinating with my co-worker. He was bringing his work van down to a dealership there in Richmond. And he was calling me, telling me where he was at, because we're waiting for it to blow up. But still, always a possibility.
Well, that's not good. I had a F-150 that blew up on me. Yeah, that was not fun. They didn't, like, start a fire or nothing, but all the lights came on, and I was literally, I think I was on garage at almost to the gas station at 32, and I'm like, well, I'm not stopping on the road, and I I limped it all the way to that gas station and had to call the dealer to get it towed.
Well, that's the thing, is it overheated. It finally overheated. It was getting no heat inside, and found out that it had a coolant leak somewhere. Didn't know where it was at. It just kept leaking out fluid. And finally it got so hot it just, you know, went into limp mode. And got it home and popped the hood, and oh, look, there's a crack in the radiator. So he's got that. The, was it the tire pressure monitoring sensors are all malfunctioning and going off for no reason. And the rear end on it sounds terrible. And the transmission acts funny. There's so many different issues with it. He's got like 150,000 miles on it, so I doubt they're going to fix it.
Oh, yeah, that don't sound any fun at all. yeah, I had a radiator hose after they did service on it. The bottom radiator hose popped off on me and dumped all my coolant. And and I figured, that, you know, I'll just tighten the hose clamp. Well, no, the new hose fittings pop on and click on, and there's a push button to release them. And I didn't know that. I just looked and didn't see a freaking hose clamp. And I'm like, hey, man, you guys didn't put this thing on right. You told me to get it and fix it.
Yep, after my son, he had to have all that repaired because the snap fitting, the seal was busted on it, and he was peeling all over the place, and that was an S-150.
Yeah, that was the, what was it, 2013 with the EcoBoost. I had so many problems with that engine. Then I went and got the V8, I don't remember exactly which V8 300 or something, and that one, I never had any issues with that other than a water pump went bad. But that EcoBoost motor was terrible. They tore it apart I don't know how many times fixing cam sensor, position sensors or something. It was awful.
KJO. Yeah, he has a 2017 Sport, and my daughter has a 2018 Lariat. And, you know, they baby them. They got the Coyote engines in them, so they take care of them quite well. Yeah, I just got my Escalade, but that thing's a 2007. It's a beast. I bought it and just, I got problems with it.
Yeah, that's the motor I had in that one. It was a Coyote. That was a good motor. I didn't have any issues with the motor. So, but, man, this guy drove by here twice. He must be lost.
Yep, my way, are you back over at Gemini?
I'm in the cement city for a couple days. I was up there for quite a few days, almost a whole week. Got new cameras installed, security. I got one in the driveway, one in the back of the house, and then I put a new one on my deer blind, my tower deer blind. That thing zoomed 18 times. I think my edge of my pond is probably about 60 yards from the deer blind, and I could probably count the frogs. That thing's pretty cool.
Well, I just got my bird sensor. There's a lot of cars in town today. I wonder what this is all about.
What sensor did you just get?
Oh, I got a little camera in the backyard that's solar powered. You know, it's got a battery in it, but the solar panels charge it. And it's just on a bird feeder, so I got that mounted on the back shed. Just so my wife can watch the birds.
Well, that's pretty cool. I actually, I'm glad you reminded me. I was going to look for that. Somebody on my Facebook had one, and I thought it was pretty cool. And I just filled up my bird feeder, and the one camera in my backyard can see it, but it's not as good a zoom as the one I was just talking about, so it doesn't quite zoom in on the bird feeder. So I was going to look for one of them and get it, because I think that's kind of neat. Yeah, this time of year I get all kinds of different birds because they're migrating. Indigo bunnings are my favorite. Everybody thinks they're a bluebird, but they're blue. what they're called, Indigo Fundings. And, yeah, Orioles. I always have an Oriole feeder up, and then the hummingbirds, of course. And, yeah, there's all different kinds. Feeder waxwings, that just, this time of year is, like, so cool for birds.
Yeah, I got a little cup for hummingbird food. You know, I'll probably make some sugar water, put it in there. You know, some distilled water and some sugar, mix it all up. I can use that dye stuff. You know, just the good stuff for the birds. But I'll do that when it gets warmer out.
Yep, I think it's 4-1 or something like that. Yeah, I everybody says go get the red to attract them. Heck no, I have like 3 or 4 of them fighting over the feeder, and I just use sugar water. But, yeah, I used to have a branch that was hanging over my house that I threw a rope up on, and I had my feeder hanging right in front of my doorwell window, and I could watch them just from the lazy boy chair. And then once I had that tree fall on my house, I had them cut all the branches hanging over my house, and now I don't have it. I got to make something like a pole from the ground to come up high enough to hang in front of that window.
Yeah, I gotta get some trees cut down to the back of mine. I got one of the neighborhood kids coming out to do it. I built him a computer, so he owes me a job, so he's gonna come cut down the trees. But, as Sean says, anywho, I have to get in here and set up my meeting. I gotta get the screen set up, get the projector set up, my laptop set up, paperwork set up, and go from there. So I'll say 73 on your final. KZ8KKO.
Alrighty, well, have a good one. Yeah, it's good you got somebody who owes you a favor, because that tree trimming, there's that tree experts right there in Memphis that did mine, and they're not cheap. But they had to get out their boom truck and all kinds of crap, because you can't get to the other side of my house unless you boom over the house. So, yeah, I'm sure that added to the price. But anyway, alright, cool. I will catch you later on. Good talking to you. WGPT.
KAAUZQ Mobile Monitoring. KF8DQP, just saying hello, passing through Richmond.
Sorry, missed the call. Could you please repeat?
Not sure if I'm coming through all right, but whoever was trying to reach me, I'm picking up on 2 different frequencies.
This is KA8UGQ. I should be on the 4425 repeater.
Gotcha. I was also getting static on the 443625 Mount Clemens repeater. That was weird.
Okay, gotcha. No, you're coming in real well on my end. Didn't know how I was fitting it with this particular radio.
It's possible it's me. My radio is getting a little low on batteries, just on a handheld here.
Also running an HT in the truck to an outside antenna, and should have a pretty good charge on this radio, so...
I'm pretty new to the ham world. I'm actually looking at getting a mobile station. What do you recommend?
Well, I'm newly back into the ham world, to tell you the truth. I got licensed back in 69 and then 84, but haven't been on since about 93 until October. At my wife's insistence, I seem to jump back in with both feet, so... right now, I just run an ICON 7300 base unit and bought a bunch of these little HTs because they're so gosh darn inexpensive and they seem to work well. In fact, the one
a pair up for $28. Just went down to $21, so we're talking a little bit over $11 a piece for a dual band HT that can also be used on GMRS. Go ahead.
Gotcha. Yeah, I've heard great things about the ICOM. My radio is just about to die here, and I'm almost at my meeting, so I'm going to sign off. KF8DQP signing off. Great talking. Thanks.
33, and thanks for the call. This is KA8UDQ clear.
KF8EYL.
NADBF from W8FU.
You don't have to use it.
Yeah, still in his 107.2. Man, oh man.
Oh, Danville that way, Lansing that way. We got enough fire repeaters that way.
Conformist.
Brother Mikey, had it there, that's where I went. Granted, all my other repeaters are now 151.4, but...
How did that happen? I can tell you exactly how 123 happened down here in the southeast. 107.2 is the norm for the band in Michigan. But how'd you get to 151? What prompted that?
Hold on, I'll be right back. I got a phone call. Give me a
second. You should use a DCS code.
You could, but then we keep 50% of our users offline.
The reason? I have no idea why the reason why nobody uses DCS code.
Well, they're... I don't want to say they're new. They've been around forever, but, you know, there's more than enough PLs. We're trying to make things easy. The reason there's so many PL codes is for commercial systems back in the day when they needed multiple different ways to open up a repeater. And, you know, but in the modern era, you know, there's a lot to be said about standard PL codes. You know, like VHF in this state is 100 and UHF's 107.2, and there's a lot to be said about having a standard like that and sticking to it. My repeaters are all 123, but there's a reason for that, and I believe that any of the 123s that you run into in Michigan, anyhow, in this southeast Michigan, are probably because of that same reason. But we just don't need a lot of PLs, you know, and DPLs and all that.
Well, I can certainly see it. There's plenty of PL codes, but there's also those other ones too, which nobody seems to ever use. There's probably a reason for that.
Yeah, because AMs are cheap and half the radios can't do it. I mean, nowadays it seems obvious they can all do all of them, but that wasn't always the case. I've got probably some radios here that can't do DCS. I'm sure I do, because I've got an old Kenwood from the 90s, late 80s, early 90s. I've got a few that can't do it. So, you know, because of that old legacy equipment, we like to keep running. We don't we don't do that. Probably the reason. Be my guess, anyhow. All right, I just pulled up with groceries, so I'm going to work on doing that.
Have fun unloading. KF80WOW.
Oh, I will. I haven't had dinner yet. I was buying on an empty stomach. It's always a time to go to the grocery store. W8FU.
Ooh, food sounds good. I bet. WFSM level, Grandpa.
So is the reason you're 151 a long story or a short story? Because I got to unpack groceries and get in the house.
I grew up with that. That's the PO we've had on fire since I was a little kid. So that's why it's always been 151.4 for me.
There you go. Sounds like a wiener. All right, getting inside with the groceries. W8FU.
Yeah, so blame Nogsa, because that was our PO growing up. It's always been our PO. Even on Simplex is a handy. All right. There you go.
Go ahead. I'll be there in about 1 minute.
WADAP, KF8S, and I've got Gary, N8REN, here.
Wow.
You're not making it, Eric. You're not making it.
Okay, I'm back.
Welcome back. Yeah, you're a little weak into the system. We can understand you, but you're, you know, HT quality.
Well, it's a dead spot for the repeater, like we talked about before. A little bit of a dead spot right here.
So is Jack watching John Wayne, or is he going to hook his radio up and talk to us?
That is a phenomenal repeater.
No, there's no more phenomena anymore. You were the phenomena.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. KF8DRC.
I've got Gary here, too. Say hello, Gary.
Hello, Jack. How you doing? How you doing?
KF8S.
Well, hello, Gary. I haven't heard you there in a while. You still in Florida?
Go ahead, Gary.
No, I am back in frozen land of Michigan.
You say you're back in Motown?
Yes, he is.
Well, that's good. That means that we can't hear you in the Motown City.
Go ahead again, Gary.
Oh, okay. Yep. I certainly am. I'm back here in Michigan. I should probably go in the DL on this.
You gotta get your radio out, man.
I'll put that out this weekend.
What is on that 2-watt radio?
I'm using my phone.
Yeah, we're conferenced in. We can both talk at the same time. Roger.
Roger. Hey, Dave, I'm sitting still right now. Can you hear me better now?
It's kind of like, you know, it's got like a zapping, you know, I don't know. It's not clear, but we can understand you.
Roger, Dodger. I'll be in the house in a second. WAGT.
All right, we'll talk to you later there, Jack, too. Enjoy John Wayne, if you're going to watch John Wayne. KFAS, I'll listen out.
Okay, no problem. I'll be on the radio as soon as I get in.
Man, it's raining out here.
KFAS.
Guys, the phenomenal man is still out there. KFA, DRC. Who cares? Buy them at the phone store. Ah. 28, shut up. Okay. Roger. Yeah, well. Yes. Yeah. Give me a call. Good. Leave radio.